Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore S500 companies through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Mikhail. Today, we're focusing on Aversource Energy, a major provider of energy services in the northeastern United States. We'll delve into how behavioral finance influences their decision-making, their approach to DEI, their adaptability in the energy market, and how they compare to other companies in the energy sector. Let's get started.
Aversource Energy operates in the competitive energy sector. From a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like overconfidence and risk aversion impact their strategic decisions and market performance?
Overconfidence and risk aversion are significant for Aversource Energy. Overconfidence might lead them to overestimate the success of new energy projects or regulatory changes, potentially resulting in overinvestment or misaligned strategies. Risk aversion could make them cautious about pursuing new technologies or expanding into new markets due to fear of potential losses, which might limit their growth opportunities. Balancing these biases is crucial for making informed decisions and staying competitive in the energy sector.
Aversource's management of these biases impacts their market strategies and energy projects. Effectively balancing overconfidence and risk aversion helps them navigate the complexities of the energy industry.
Exactly. Managing these biases effectively is key to maintaining a strong market presence and adapting to industry changes.
Let's discuss diversity, equity, and inclusion at Aversource Energy. How does DEI intersect with their behavioral finance approach?
DEI is important for Aversource Energy, especially in an industry where diverse perspectives can drive innovation and improve service delivery. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI practices can enhance decision-making and customer satisfaction. A diverse team brings varied insights, which is crucial for understanding and addressing diverse customer needs. For investors, a commitment to DEI can improve the company's reputation and attractiveness, signaling a forward-thinking and inclusive organization. Effective DEI initiatives also support talent acquisition and retention, contributing to long-term success.
Investors increasingly value DEI, particularly in industries where understanding diverse customer needs and fostering an inclusive workplace are crucial to business success.
Exactly. Aversource's focus on DEI not only benefits their internal culture, but also enhances their market positioning and appeal to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to market adaptability, Aversource Energy operates in a rapidly changing industry. How does the company adapt to evolving market conditions, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Aversource's strategy involves staying agile and responsive to market changes by investing in new energy technologies, updating infrastructure, and expanding their service areas. Behavioral finance helps them manage risks associated with market fluctuations and regulatory changes. Their ability to adapt to new trends and evolving energy demands is crucial for maintaining a competitive edge. Balancing risk and innovation is essential for navigating the dynamic energy sector and ensuring long-term success.
Aversource's adaptability is key to its success in the competitive energy market. Their ability to manage risks while embracing new technologies helps them stay relevant and competitive.
Exactly. Aversource's focus on adaptability and innovation helps them navigate the complexities of their industry and maintain a strong market presence.
Now, let's compare Aversource Energy to other companies in the energy sector like NextEra Energy, Duke Energy, and Dominion Energy. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ among these companies?
Aversource's dynamics can be compared to NextEra Energy, Duke Energy, and Dominion Energy. NextEra Energy focuses on renewable energy and clean technologies, attracting investors interested in sustainable energy solutions. Duke Energy operates a diverse energy portfolio with a focus on both traditional and renewable sources, appealing to those interested in a balanced energy strategy. Dominion Energy specializes in regulated utility services and natural gas, targeting investors focused on stable, regulated returns. Eversource's emphasis on regional service and infrastructure provides a unique perspective appealing to investors who value expertise in specific geographic markets.
Eversource's focus on regional service and infrastructure offers a distinct value proposition compared to its peers, each of whom has different focuses within the energy sector.
Absolutely. Each company's behavioral finance dynamics shape their strategies and investor perceptions, making Eversource's approach a notable player in the energy market.
To sum up, Eversource Energy's approach to business is influenced by behavioral finance principles, including how biases impact their market strategies and innovation efforts, their commitment to DEI, and their adaptability in the energy industry. Understanding these factors provides insight into Eversource's market positioning and potential risks and rewards.
That's right. Analyzing these dynamics helps clarify what drives Eversource's performance and how behavioral biases influence their decisions.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Keep exploring and stay curious.